Michigan Opera Theater staging a new production of Frida, an opera about the tumultuous lives of Frida Kahlo, the artist, and her husband Diego Rivera, the muralist. It's being presented in conjunction with a new exhibition at the Detroit Institute of Arts that chronicles the year the couple spent in Detroit. The opera company is also trying to use the occasion to build Latino audiences for opera. Veronica Zaragovia of member station KUT has more.
At her stall in a Mexico City market, Ofelia Contreras is showing Monica Essen the intricate handwork on an indigenous Mexican skirt.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
4 months. Every handmade.
Wow.
Essen is the costume designer for the Michigan Opera Theater's revival of Frida, and she's come here to get the look of the opera right, since Kahlo was so particular about her traditional wardrobe.
To really get the authentic quality that I think that we're looking for this production, I think it was imperative for me to come here and to actually get a sense of who Frida was, where she lived.
Essen chose roughly 20 pieces of clothing for the Detroit revival of Frida. It's overlapping with Diego Rivera and Frida Kahlo in Detroit at the Detroit Institute of Arts. The two lived in the city in 1932. The Institute has works by both artists in its collection, including Rivera's acclaimed Detroit Industry Murals about the city's manufacturing and its workers. It also has Kahlo's Henry Ford Hospital, a painful oil painting about her miscarriage there.
My sweet Demos is dead.
She was such an individual that she focused on her own pain and worked her way through it. I think it's really an inspiring story for anyone.
Migdalia Cruz wrote the lyrics and monologues for the opera.
If I did justice to how beautiful she made her own pain, then I've accomplished something very special in writing the play.
The music for Frida was composed by Robert Xavier Rodriguez in 1991. He says he's especially happy the work is being revived in Detroit now, after the city overcame a difficult bankruptcy without having to break up the Art Institute's collection to pay its bills.
It's a sign of good times, hopeful times, when the artists are supported and people recognize the beauty and wonder of art.
Excerpts from the opera will be performed for free outside of the Detroit Opera House. Wayne Brown, the Michigan Opera Theater's president and CEO, says it's important to show that opera isn't just a black tie affair.
Clearly, Frida Kahlo would have been very upset if everyone showed up in mink coats.
So Frida is being performed at venues throughout the city and southeast Michigan to attract young Latinos like Ricardo Barajas, who's seen ads for it on Facebook.
I love anything that has to do with real life story that's reflected on Hispanic culture. I don't just like going out with my life and not knowing what my culture is.
Barajas says he's seen the Rivera murals at the museum. Kahlo's own popularity as an artist will also attract audiences, says Colombian soprano Catalina Cuervo, who's playing Frida in the current production.
This is a kind of opera where people go because, oh, I love Frida. Oh, there's a Colombian soprano. Oh, no, I have to go. Oh, she's hot. I'm going to go.
Yes, this soprano is hot. In a promotional video on the opera's website, Cuervo looks fit, tan, and wears a dress with a plunging neckline as she performs a monologue and sings.
This is what my bed again tonight.
I went into Detroit's Latino neighborhood with this YouTube video on my phone. At a local bakery, shopper Eloisa Perez tells me opera is boring. But then I show her the video, and she says with that soprano, men would go.
La verdad, canta precioso.
Truth is, she sings beautifully. It would be really cool if people would go see it, and I think I'd be one of them.
Y creo que sería uno de ellos.
If nothing else, soprano Catalina Cuervo hopes Latinos will see they can have a good time at an opera.
This is fun and dramatic, and they will love it. They will just be on the edge of their seats. Just like with the end of every telenovela.
After all, opera is often just a telenovela set to music. For NPR News, I'm Veronica Saragovia.
I'm hungry for home, Diego. I dream of a boy.